Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. In today's complex world of healthcare, finding the right doctor can be a real challenge. And to meet this need, Upstate University Hospital has come up with a solution. And joining me this morning to fill us in on the details are Dr. John McCabe, a professor of emergency medicine and the chief executive officer of Upstate University Hospital, and Lynn Shepherd Scott, senior associate for community programming and development. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, Dr. McCabe, tell us about this initiative. What is it and what's the purpose?
Well, I think what it is an easy way for people outside the institution to go on our website and to find healthcare providers, doctors and others, either that they want to be able to see or even people that they might have seen when they were here in the hospital and had an encounter. And the reason is to make it easy to access our system. For patients, for referring physicians, for other hospitals.
I mean, it sounds to me like a very, very large need. I mean, in this world today, from my own experience, you know, you have an illness, you have an issue, and you're kind of overwhelmed with, well, how do you begin to find someone to help you? Some of us are lucky enough to have maybe our GP or our internist or what have you, but many people are really lost, and this sounds like an opportunity for great accessibility. What do you think, Lynn?
The website allows you a number of ways to search for physicians. So you can search by disease or condition. You can search by whatever treatments are offered. You can search by the specialties. We have any number of ways to search. It allows the patient to search without having to have additional medical knowledge. They use common medical terms so that they will be able to search exactly what they're looking for and find what resources are available at Upstate.
So give me an example. Like, let's say, I don't know, someone got a diagnosis or felt that they had some problems with their liver or they had some problems with their lungs. What would they do?
Well, if they had a problem with their liver, they can begin to type into one of the boxes, liver, and when they do that, a number of categories will show up. Those categories would be things that they would recognize. They would select the category closest to what they're looking for, and then once they've selected that, a list of physicians with their background and their specialties will come up, and they would be able to browse through those physicians, find out who best meets their needs.
So that's what I'm curious about. What did they find? I mean, I'd like to talk more specifically. First of all, let's start with what website? I mean, where would they go? How would they begin that process?
Well, you can find the Find a Doctor site either off of the Upstate University websites or specifically off the University Hospital websites.
Okay, so
either there's
of those.
An easy link there that takes you to the Find a Doctor site.
So you look at you look on the page and you see a link that says Find a Doctor. You click on that and then
Sure. You're
in that site.
And we might back up for a second too. You know, if you think about the geography that Upstate serves and you think about the complexity of care that we provide here, I mean, we provide every specialty and subspecialty, things that don't exist in the other hospitals in Syracuse or in the North Country or the Southern Tier. And so somebody in anywhere in that region now through the internet can truly get on the site, either thinking about the disease they might have or thinking about a kind of doctor they need to get referred to or someone they've been referred to. And they can go there and they can find, and as Lynn says, with common terms that people understand. So there's no medical jargon to get into it. So you could look for a specific doctor, you could look for a disease, you could look for a symptom. And the nice thing is it gets you then to a page that shows that doctor. And it shows that doctor's credentials, shows that doctor's picture, and in many cases even has a short video of that physician. So you can hear the physician and you can hear what that physician thinks they do and what they might do and the kinds of patients that they see. And in some cases, even in the future, we're going to link to, for instance, presentations that that doctor might have given in the professional world. So you could see that doctor in action teaching others about the things that they do.
That's
so it's
fantastic.
More than just a telephone number. And that's what really, I think, is the critical difference between this and picking up a phone book of doctors or the medical society's phone book of doctors.
And in a way, when you talk about accessibility, it's almost like you get to meet your doctor and choose your doctor, but meet your doctor before you've actually met him or her.
Correct.
So you really have that, hopefully, feeling of comfort, you know, in advance of what could be a very stressful initial meeting.
There are many things that people look for when they look for a physician. For instance, someone who is new to the area, new to the country. English is not their primary language. They may be more comfortable identifying a physician that speaks the language that they speak. We've had discussions with people, and they said the first thing I looked for is I look for someone who spoke my language. We do have that as one of the searches that you can utilize so that
wow.
you can find someone that speaks your language. As a matter of fact, I think we have 32 languages other than English identified by our physicians that they will speak.
Wow.
And that helps make that transition easier for you when you're seeking someone new to help you with your medical care.
That's an incredible point, actually. I would think that would make a huge difference in terms of comfort.
Yeah. And while we talk about doctors, we should say also we have some other health professionals in the system. So for instance, one of the things we talked about earlier was if you've just been in the hospital, you're likely to have had a number of people taking care of you. When you go home and you scratch your head and say, I know there was somebody who saw me, you can go back in and find that person, and it will help you. The other is the ability to request appointments, and that's also important and easily done through the website.
So someone, if they really want, they've made their decision, they've kind of looked at a few different specialists or subspecialists, and they said, oh, I think I want this one, they can actually request the appointment online.
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. So does this kind of thing, I mean, I would think in today's world, this kind of thing is in great demand. Does it exist? Are there other models for this kind of thing throughout the country?
We went through a search of any number of websites across the country, went to the largest medical centers in the nation, identified the best elements of those, and tried to pull them all together to make something that would work. So we tried to take what we saw, tried to make it better, and we're continuing to improve it all the time. There are many things that we intend to add to it, so it's an evolving website.
What kind of things are you thinking of adding, for example?
We will be adding, right now we have physicians, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants. We have some of our fellows. We will be adding the physicians at the Community General site. We'll also be adding residents because, again, when you're a patient in the hospital,
right.
a number of people that you will see will not necessarily be just your attending. You will see any number of people, including the residents, the fellows, the nurse practitioners, so you'll be able to identify all of those.
And
we also plan to add our physical therapists and occupational therapists because physical therapy is something that people will search for, outpatient therapy, and we want to make sure that we let them know what resources we have.
So they can continue to stay in contact as a result of this? For example, let's say I was in the hospital and I had a physical therapist who helped me and I wanted to revisit that physical therapist or check in with that physical therapist in some way. Would I be able to do it through this site?
You would be able to select request an appointment.
Okay.
If that individual therapist only provides inpatient therapy, then you may not be able to. However, we will then route your request for an appointment to an appropriate therapist, and we would talk to you
wonderful.
About that.
That's wonderful.
And, you know, you raised the issue of, electronic communications in this day and age, and so the whole issue of how providers email and communicate with our patients is probably another story.
And we've actually begun that one.
Yeah, and you saw the story this week about MyChart, and with our electronic medical record now, patients being able on their own iPad to access their medical records and carry them around with them. So that's kind of the next.
It's patient
world.
Empowerment to the greatest degree. The question
Absolutely.
Is how will it affect the healthcare system, which
right.
is always a big question. But
yeah.
certainly you guys are on the cutting edge of trying to offer those kinds of services to patients, and I think that's very laudable. So is there anything else about the system that is unique or different that you'd like to share with our listeners?
There's one thing I think I want to point out. Even though we have a number of videos on our video interviews of the physicians on the website, however, what's interesting is of the hits that we've had, the number of times that those videos have been accessed, 75% of them have actually come directly through YouTube. So people are not necessarily going to our website, but they're still finding our physicians. So they will search for a disease that one of our physicians has identified on their video, and they will come up that way. So we're being able to let more people know much broader. They may not know who Upstate is, but they will know Upstate when they begin to search.
That's very interesting. So in a way, you're broadening your reach, perhaps
yes.
even internationally. And since there are so many right. physicians here at Upstate University Hospital who have an international connection, that's also kind of an added.
And it goes back to, you know, the vision of Upstate being a regional academic medical center. So, I often say we provide the care that others either can't or won't. And so in the can't category, we do lots of things that nobody else does. And so trying to be sure that people for a wide geography can access us. And we know we're a complicated system. And sometimes, you know, if you live in a tiny town in the North Country, we're actually an unfriendly big city. And so this is really an attempt for doctors and for their patients to be able to use our services and get in here and understand the system and be more comfortable, even though they're uncomfortable with their, you know, having to get care and being sick.
Yeah, and I think we've come a long way from the days, as you said, in the small town where you have the GP, where everyone goes to the same doctor. And even though we're in a, you know, we're in the 21st century, we still know that there are small towns all throughout our region that function that way. And so this is an opportunity to really help make that transition for people to be able to come to the big city to get the highest level of care and yet feel comfortable doing it.
Sure.
So I think that's outstanding. Well, thanks so much for this wonderful initiative, and I think it'll really assist folks in learning all about their doctor before they actually even have to see them. That's all by logging on to upstate.edu, is that correct? Well, my guests have been Dr. John McCabe, the CEO of Upstate University Hospital, and Lynn Shepherd-Scott, Senior Associate for Community Programming and Development. We have to take a short break, and we'll be right back with more HealthLink on Air and the editor of The Healing Muse. I'm Linda Cohen, and this is FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.